71. You guys have a good day. Enjoy.
It's just after 12:30 in the afternoon, and at Cafe 99, almost every table is full.
We got the chicken salad.
Oh, yeah. Homemade chicken salad is always good.
A life-size figure of Marilyn Monroe eyes a tray of 3 hot dogs made all the way with a side of chips waiting at the pickup window. Near the front, tabletop figurines of the Rat Pack raise a glass and grin over customers' shoulders as they devour homemade chicken salad sandwiches. Cafe 99 sits on South Scale Street in Reidsville. Stepping inside is like stepping back into the 50s and 60s. But the owner isn't always smiling.
We have a difficult problem actually finding some of the employees.
David Gerrels manages 6 part-time employees in the restaurant and another 10 for his catering business, Caterfest.
We have older people in our kitchen that prep that are in their 50s and 60s. They are great workers. They work very hard. They don't goof around. I think some of the younger people are a little spoiled with their parents, and they're not used to actually a good work ethic. Now, if we needed people to look at a TV screen or a phone screen and run something like that, everybody could do it. But nowadays, we actually have to train somebody how to count money back. They just don't get that in school anymore.
Gerald says his best hiring tool is networking through his current workers. Reidsville is one of the 6 cities and towns in Rockingham County, in the northern rural part of the Piedmont, just under the Virginia state line. Population is almost 93,000. Several municipal and business leaders in the area say Rockingham has an unusual problem. Hundreds of open jobs, but few takers. Online at ncworks.gov, there are more than 600 jobs listed, everything from a warehouse worker to sales rep, even a field chemist and a dentist. The State Commerce Department admits some of these openings may be duplicates since companies post open jobs at different sites.
Not just in Rockingham County, but throughout the triad, jobs going begging, and there are good people looking for jobs, but there's an education and skills discrepancy there.
Graham Prevere is the president for the Rockingham County Partnership for Economic and Tourism Development. He says the area's employment landscape is changing.
Increasingly, though, we see jobs that require a higher level of skills, machinists, welders. We have a number of companies now where community college training in manufacturing technology or some technical skill is almost an entry-level requirement.
The North Carolina Commerce Department just released the latest unemployment figures. As of May 2014, Rockingham's unemployment rate rose slightly to 7.5%, an increase of 0.2% from April. In Forsyth County, it crept up to 6.4%. Guilford County also saw an increase of almost a full percentage point to 7.1%. According to Prevere, new domestic and foreign companies are moving into Rockingham County. But he says many positions require different skills than used in traditional textile and tobacco manufacturing.
We now have Bridgestone Aircraft Tire, an international company in Madison. We have Weil McLean in Eden, which makes residential furnaces. Ruger Firearms in Mayodan, which will eventually have 500 well-paid employees. And then we've done well in Rockingham County in plastics, particularly recycling. 2 of the top 25 plastics recyclers in North America happen to be located in Reidsville. And then expansions are always important. Most of these companies have facilities in other states and other countries.
Albod USA in Reidsville is one of those companies expanding and hiring. The plant employs 175 people who produce an array of body and facial wipes and distributes tampons. There's also a facility outside of Lexington, Kentucky, where about 150 workers produce panty liners, sanitary napkins, and incontinent products. Both are under the international umbrella of Israeli parent company Albod.
I generally always have hourly positions.
Catherine Harris is the human resource and safety manager with almost 30 years of experience. But she says in a rural area, it's difficult to find workers who are highly trained or who have high-tech design and engineering skills.
And we have a production scheduler and a quality control document administrator. And we cannot find people locally that have the skill sets that would be able to come in the door and fill any of those positions.
Since June, Harris has had to fill 10 professional openings. So far, she's hired 4 people, 2 of them from outside of Reidsville and Rockingham County. She's also hiring for a new 3rd production shift that goes into effect in August. That's another 50 jobs. And Harris says there's more than technical know-how needed when hiring qualified workers.
Soft skills are just the biggest challenge that we deal with.
Such as appropriate dress, timeliness, good interpersonal and conflict resolution skills, and not letting your digital device be a distraction.
It's just unbelievable the amount of people that come into an interview in their pajamas and their slippers, people that come into the door with kids in a stroller. When they're sitting in front of you in an interview, they're texting. And I've had this happen. They'll bring in their lunch from McDonald's and say, you know, I didn't get time to eat. Well, I'm sorry, you don't get to eat with me either.
According to Harris, the deficit of soft skills is more common in younger workers. She would like to see area high schools, community colleges, and 4-year programs emphasize the importance of soft skills as well as technical skills and to aggressively integrate them into student curriculum. She's also discovered finding qualified job candidates sometimes requires thinking out of the box. Harris has initiated a professional volunteer program to connect with seasoned workers.
We have professional volunteers. You can build references. You can build your resume. You can switch fields. You may have been in finance your whole life, and now you'd like to try out human resources.
It's called creating your own personal marketing plan or your strategic plan.
For about a month, Brendan Nivens has been working with Harris as a professional volunteer. From 2011 to 2013, she oversaw several employee programs, including recruitment at High Point Bank. Her job was dissolved last December. Now she's trading a paycheck for a chance to try something new.
I have the background management experience. I have the HR experience. So this could evolve into employee relations. Then it could further my experience in recruiting. I mean, I could bring so much to Catherine, and she can bring so much to me. So I think it's a good partnership and win-win.
Nivens is managing several special projects for Harris. She commutes from Greensboro 3 days a week, a drive Nivens says she wouldn't mind making permanent. Meanwhile, Grant Prevere says Rockingham County will continue attracting companies because land and other resources are affordable. Also, it has a workforce skilled in manufacturing, but he's concerned some residents will be passed over for jobs unless they get advanced technical training at the community colleges.
We're trying to find a way to impress on parents and young people the importance of finishing high school. And the importance of going on for further education and training, not have the mindset that if you're not going to do a 4-year degree, that there's nothing else out there, when in fact there are some very interesting and exciting and well-paying jobs in other areas.
Catherine Mobley, 88.5 WFDD News.